Three words, friends. That's it. Not a sermon, not a symposium, just three humble syllables marching down the corridor of common sense like a line of fourth liners on a back-to-back in Winnipeg. Now, if you were anywhere near a radio this afternoon, you likely heard Gregor, our own professor of puckology, fastening those broadcast earphones with the ceremony of a surgeon scrubbing in. And today, he had one of those miniature microphone thingies clipped to his lapel, because he was broadcasting on location. Gregor delivered the latest gospel from Coach Chris Knobloch. And it wasn't, as you might expect, a meditation on the merits of candy corn or costume parties. No, sir. It was a simple yearning, voiced like a man who's misplaced his car keys for the 20th time. Can we please score the first goal of a hockey game? For weeks, this proud ensemble of million-dollar musicians has been forced to play catch-up, chasing the game as though it were a rogue shopping cart in a West Edmonton Mall parking lot. But allow me to rewind the tape a moment. Tuesday night, I followed Professor Gregor's hypothesis that Captain Connor McDavid, that elusive comet of ice and oxygen, wasn't shooting enough. So I took up the noble work of research. 20 shifts, 3 periods, 1 curious reporter with a notebook, and too much coffee. The tally? 3 shots. That's it. 1, 2, 3. But, and here's where it turns from arithmetic to poetry. 2 of them found twine. Yes, 1 was into an empty net, but let's not become theologians about it. In the scorebook, all goals are equal. So here we are, hours from the Rangers' visit, with the Oilers once again standing on the edge of possibility. Gregor's got his microphone thingy, thank goodness. 3 words. A philosophy. A prayer. A solution older than Rexall popcorn and simpler than a Gretzky one-timer. Shoot the puck. The 2-minute warning. Professor Gregor, Captain Halley, Governor Kruger, and Janitor Tate. Weekdays, Sports 1440, where hockey meets theology, and the sermon's always 2 minutes long.